Wow, what a powerful moment at Stanford this week. I have to tell you, it was incredibly moving to see over 100 students peacefully walk out of their own commencement ceremony. They weren't just leaving, they were making a heartfelt statement by protesting the presence of Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Alphabet and Google.
It was a coordinated and very deliberate action. The students specifically targeted Google's expanding military contracts and their partnerships with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It wasn't just a spontaneous reaction. It was a focused message about where they see the company heading and the implications of those partnerships.
And that brings us to the heart of their argument. Student organizers like Amanda Campos and Eva Jones described this as a modern-day draft. They're arguing that big tech is essentially conscripting engineers, data scientists, and developers to build systems for surveillance, border enforcement, and even automated warfare. It feels like a real betrayal of the creative spirit these students brought into their fields.
Exactly. Rather than viewing their degrees as a pathway to consumer technology that helps people, these students are recognizing a troubling trajectory. They see their work potentially becoming infrastructure that monitors marginalized communities and supports military operations. They are demanding that the industry stop treating ethical compromises as inevitable and start taking responsibility.
This walkout really feels like the tip of the iceberg, doesn't it? It reflects a much broader growing movement across academia and the tech sector. People are demanding greater corporate accountability, and you can feel the energy shifting in a way that's both urgent and hopeful.
It is a significant shift. For over a decade, major technology firms have faced sustained criticism for data privacy breaches, algorithmic bias, and the deployment of artificial intelligence in sensitive government and defense functions. The patience for move fast and break things is wearing very thin when it comes to these ethical concerns.
As AI becomes more deeply embedded in law enforcement and national security, students are asking the hard questions. Who controls these systems? Who is excluded from their design? And how do they impact our civil liberties and democracy? It's a lot to process, but these students are refusing to look away from the potential harm.
That's the crucial point. This generation is refusing to separate their professional ambitions from their political and ethical convictions. They are challenging universities to scrutinize the industries they celebrate and the career pipelines they maintain. It's a call for institutions to align with the values of the students they serve.
The critical takeaway here is that the relationship between academia, big tech, and the next generation of workers is undergoing a fundamental reckoning. We can't just go back to business as usual. The dynamic has fundamentally changed.
No, we can't. Tech companies can no longer assume that prestige, high compensation, or a celebrity speaking engagement will automatically secure student loyalty. The social contract has changed. Loyalty now has to be earned through alignment with values, not just bought with a paycheck.
So, what does that look like in practice? I think it means companies must prove that their growth aligns with broader societal values. They need to reevaluate defense partnerships, increase transparency around government contracts, and implement internal ethics frameworks that have real enforcement power. Words aren't enough anymore.
Precisely. For graduates, this protest underscores that higher education is not merely about skill acquisition. It's about deciding how those skills will be deployed in society. It's a reminder that technical ability comes with a moral responsibility to consider the impact of your work on the world.
The modern workplace has become a site of moral negotiation, and the next generation is making it clear that they will prioritize accountability, transparency, and ethical innovation over unchecked profit. It's inspiring to see them stand their ground for what they believe is right.
It is. Ultimately, The Stanford walkout signals that sustainable technological progress requires conscience. The future of the industry will be shaped by those brave enough to demand better, and I think we're just seeing the beginning of that transformation.